walks in the room, and you just feel this good energy about them. They just smiling, teeth all white, music all good, album out, doing her thing. Put your hands together, y'all. Let's welcome to the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, Al Barnett.
Thank you.
You know, and in addition to the energy, man, your whole style that you bring with you when you come into the room. I mean, like, ladies and gentlemen, she's rocking a big comic book shirt that says Power on the front.
Yeah.
She's rocking the glasses. She's not afraid to show off the fact that she probably likes to read.
I do.
What's the last book you read?
Tuesdays with Maury.
Like Maury Povich?
No, it's about a really old guy who's dying and has a total different outlook on life because he gets to die knowing that he's dying.
Oh, wow.
And so he has a new appreciation for his relationships and friendships. It's real deep. It's a great book.
So how does it feel, L. Varner, now? Because to a lot of people, you're new.
Yeah.
They're just hearing your Refill was the first song that they
yeah.
heard.
Yeah.
But you've been in the game for a minute. When did you realize I done made it? Like, folks know who I am.
Probably, like, honestly, like a week ago.
Really?
You know? Where I was like, I'm L. Varner. Like, Jesus, I'm L. Varner. Like,
right.
Okay, I get it. I think I get it.
Like, have you got to the point where you got to switch up how you do things, like take a different route home because you don't want people following
all
you?
All the time. I can't go to the store. I can't go get my nails done. I can't do anything. I try to disguise myself, take off my glasses, put my hair back. And it's always like, hey, yeah, oh my God. Like, you know.
L. Varner in the studio. And you're rocking the natural locks, right?
Yes.
So what do you think with all of this? We talked about this yesterday with Gabby Douglas with the Olympics.
Yeah.
What was your take on that with people making some commentary?
My take on that is she's a gymnast. She is not a hair spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And she, yes, like, you know, maybe it could have been this way or that way, but she did what she came to do, which is take home the gold. And let's leave it at that. You know, now if she's on the red carpet and stuff, we're gonna expect a certain look, right? But I get what it feels like for people to be so focused on something that's not really what you do.
Right.
You know, so.
That's good perspective.
Yeah. Now, listening to the records that we've heard, I mean, between Only Want to Give It to You and Refill and some of the other joints that, you know, have been floating around online, do you write your music based off of things that kind of happen in your personal life?
Yes.
Some people work better off of pain. Like Mary J. Blige, like when KC was, you know, in her grill and she was having her issues, gave us some of the best music. Are you like kind of like the same way, like
absolutely.
A method writer?
Absolutely.
So, like, are you a better artist when you're, like, coming off of a bad breakup or somebody just did you wrong or, like, when everything's happy?
Yeah, both. Because if you listen to the album, there's no, like, male bashing song. There's no, like, really anger. I'm not angry. There's a lot of love and appreciation and it's all the good moments. I mean, I'm sure I got a lot of albums to come. I'm going to go through some stuff. And you'll know. You'll hear it.
So you got a boyfriend now? Is that why you're so happy?
That's what you wanted to know.
Yeah. I took the long stroll. L. Varner is in the building right now. If you want to holler at him. If you want
to
holler at him.
Get in, son.
1-866-9-RICKY.
I'll tell you how to get to your car.
More L. Varner coming up next.
Just
people still talking about that dress. Her album's in stores today. It is called Perfectly Imperfect, and she about to rock the spot for y'all, ladies and gentlemen. L. Varner!
Yes!
Ready?
Let them have it.
1, 2, 3, and... I feel like the girl at the bar who's been there too long. Can't stand up. I should be gone, but I just can't get enough. Yeah, fumbling, giggling, silly as ever. I get like this after too many, but right now I ain't even been drinking. He approached me and asked for a minute, which turned into 5, turned into 10, and right now I don't know how to say when. So can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Yeah, of your time, 'cause you're intoxicating my mind. Feel like a conversational lunch, 'cause I don't know how much is too much. Yeah, like the girl at the bar who's been there too long. Can't stand up, wishing and hoping that I don't blow it. I'm nervous as hell, don't want to show it right now. I don't even know what I'm saying. I never had game, no, never. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but until you say goodnight, all I know is that I'm staying. So can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Of your time, 'cause you're intoxicating my mind. Feel like a conversational lush, 'cause I don't know how much is too much. Yeah, I feel like the girl at the bar who's been there too long. Can't stand up, I need a shot of you on the rocks, 'cause I'm down to my very last drop. So can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Baby, can I get a refill? Yeah, I feel like the girl at the bar who's been there too long. Stand up, I should be gone, but I just can't get enough. So can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? Can I get a
ladies and gentlemen, Elvonna, yo.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
I want to fake my death and just roll with y'all.
I know. And I'm trying to look her up and down and find something wrong with her. She can sing and she cute. I can't find nothing wrong. Except for that little pinky nail right there. Could be five. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, we got people on the phone that want to talk to you right now. Hold on a second.
Put your headphones on.
Whoa, right. Y'all killed it, man. And for those that don't know what's going on, she has actually a beatbox who's from the Bronx. Shout out to the Bronx.
What's your name?
Anointed S.
Yes.
You're that dude and my man on the guitar.
Song. Victor Song.
And you're from where?
New York, Queens.
No doubt. Queens represent. All right, we got people on the line. Good morning. Hello?
Hello.
You on the line with Elvonna? Good morning.
Oh, my God. Wonderful. Hello. I'm Deborah from High Ridge, Missouri. And my question is, how did you come up with the amazing fiddle in this beautiful song of Remix?
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Actually, Pop Wanzel, his father, Dexter Wanzel, is a crazy musician. He played that live. So that is something that they did together and put it in the track.
Amazing. And the album dropped today.
Yeah.
Perfectly Imperfect.
Yeah.
What is your favorite joint on there? The one that, if you could say, out of every record on there, it's like, yo, this is what I'm about. I wrote this from the heart and almost cried in the studio while singing it.
I honestly can't pick one because what you just said, I feel about every song.
The Wow. Babies.
They're Not Tonight is probably the most like the tearjerker of the album.
Right.
The most like, oh my God, it'll hit you so hard. But they're all my favorites. It's such a great album.
And what's a guilty pleasure for you? Something that you're into that maybe the average person wouldn't expect that you're into?
Because it's not Love and Hip Hop. You don't even know who Stevie J is.
I don't. It's God, what is it? I'm such a nerd. Like, I don't really.
But your fashion sense is
okay,
uncanny.
Shopping.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you have a sweater on.
I'm a shopping addict. I will spend the whole day, like, shopping.
How would you describe your style? Because it's a little different.
Yeah, it's different. It's funky. Mm-hmm. It's colorful, even though I'm wearing white right now. But it's unique, you know?
Now, when you say you're a nerd, like, I mean, do you read comic books? Do you sleep on Batman sheets? Like, what do you like?
I read a lot of books. I study different languages. I'm always on Rosetta Stone and like
what's the flyest language you know?
French to me is the sexiest language ever.
Can
you say a little something to Headcrack, please?
Yeah. Je pense que tu as des yeux magnifiques.
Je m'appelle Raynell.
Oh, okay. Parlez-vous un peu français?
Ça va.
Ah, ça va bien. Do you know what I said to you?
She said you have something in your beard.
No, I said it.
Let's go to the phone.
New El Varda right here. What's this one called?
I don't care.
So bold. I can't control my lips. I've never been subtle. And I tend to be too loud, but I'm not ashamed of my words. Clearly, I'm good and I'm going into the deep end. Far over my head. It's on there. I'm good and it's showing all over my skin. Everyone knows, gone are the shows, but I don't care. How do you make me smile? You got those endless eyes. I could just stay all day, lay there and melt away. I'm such a helpless case. I've done away with my pride. They say I'm out of my mind. Can't even say it's a lie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Who's doing it like that? El Varda.
And we thank you for that because we have a lot of people come on sometimes, and understandably so, with their voice, they don't want to sing in the morning. But yeah. Whatever we ask you to do, you're like, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll bring my band. Whatever. Let's do it. So exactly. We love that attitude. Love that
thank
energy.
You.
And congratulations on this
thank
album.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
A few more people want to holler at you on the lines. Good morning.
My name is Aisha Jones, and I'm calling from Riverdale, Georgia. And I just wanted to say, the biggest inspiration in my life. I love her. I love her music. And she has inspired me as a young female growing up to do great things and just keep doing what she's doing.
Hey, this is Terrell from Jackson, Mississippi, man. WTF. That joint is hot, man. I'm telling you, it's the best song ever.
This is Valerie calling from Baltimore. I wanted to tell her I love her. I have been following her for a while. She is great. So talented. I love her. From the beginning, I've been putting people on to her, so I just wanted to tell her it.
The love is evident out there in the streets for you, Elle.
Oh, I love it.
But, yo, we wish you continued success. If people want to follow you, check out your websites and whatnot, where can they go?
Yeah, www.elvarner.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all El Varner, just my name.
And that album is in stores today. You need to pick
up
multiple copies just in case someone swipes one.
Exactly, one for your car, one for your iTunes, one for your boo, you know, one for your kids. Back-to-school gift, perfect back-to-school gift.
Yo, I love your energy, man.
Thank you.
Need to support this right here. El Varner in the studio. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
17 after the hour. Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Paternity Test Tuesday is up next.